Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian continues to lash Grand Bahama Island with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour and wind gusts of over 190 miles per hour. The eye is centered about 25 miles to the northeast of Freeport on Grand Bahama, and the eye has basically been stationary for the last hour or so, but in longer term motion has the storm moving very, very slowly off to the west-northwest at about 1 mile per hour. Right now, Dorian is also centered about 105 miles to the east of West Palm Beach, Florida. You can see some of the outer rain bands affecting much of the central and southern portions of the Florida Peninsula. Some of those more substantial rain bands now reaching areas of the Treasure Coast and into the Palm Beach area. We are expecting Dorian to continue moving only very slowly to the west-northwest over the next 12 to 24 hours, with a steadier northwestward motion starting late Tuesday into Wednesday that's going to take the center of Dorian very close to or right along the east coast of the Florida Peninsula, with a northward turn expected on Tuesday night and a northeastward motion with a faster forward speed on Wednesday and Thursday that's going to take the center of Dorian close to the Georgia coast and then near the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina as a hurricane as we get later into the week. Right now, we have hurricane warnings in effect for the northwestern Bahamas, for the Florida Peninsula, from Jupiter Inlet up to the Volusia Flagler County line. There's a hurricane watch north of that area up to the Altamaha Sound in along the central Georgia coast. So those are the areas that were most at risk of seeing sustained hurricane force winds from the core of Dorian, particularly if it were to move just a little to the left of the official forecast that would bring the core of those strongest winds onshore. We're also very concerned about life-threatening storm surge. We have a storm surge warning in effect from Lantana, Florida, up to the Volusia Flagler County line, where we could see 4 to 7 feet of storm surge inundation above ground level. That's life-threatening storm surge. We could also see life-threatening storm surge in the area with the storm surge watch that covers the areas from north of Volusia County all the way to the Georgia-South Carolina border. A particular note for folks in northeastern Florida and along the Georgia coast, you could see the water begin to rise sooner than the winds are going to increase there because of the strong easterly winds that are blowing over the Atlantic and creating waves that are going to cause the water levels to start to come up there in advance of the center. So everybody in these storm surge watch and warning areas needs to listen to what your advice you're being given by your local government officials. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center. Stay tuned for more updates on Hurricane Dorian.